Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanks people for reiterating faith in the constitution and democratic system in his first Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani after general elections. Mr. Modi appeals to people to plant a tree along with their mothers under the special campaign Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam, lauds efforts of tribal cooperatives in making and promoting local products. Prime Minister congratulates Akashvani on completing 50 years of broadcasting Sanskrit Bulletin. General Upendra Dwivedi takes charge as the new Chief of Army Staff. And in women's cricket, India forced South Africa to follow on in the one-off test match in Chennai with 8 wickets hauled by spinner Snehal Rana. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed gratitude to the people for reiterating their faith in the constitution and the democratic system of the country. Addressing the nation in his first Mann Ki Baat program after general elections on Akashvani this morning, the Prime Minister highlighted that the 2024 Lok Sabha elections were the biggest in the world in which 65 crore people cast their votes.
मैं आज देशवासियों को धन्यवाद करता हूं कि उन्होंने हमारे संविधान और देश की लोकतांत्रिक व्यवस्थाओं पर अपना अटूट विश्वास दोहराया है। 24 का चुनाव दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा चुनाव था। दुनिया के किसी भी देश में इतना बड़ा चुनाव कभी नहीं हुआ जिसमें 65 करोड़ लोगों ने वोट डाले हैं। मैं चुनाव आयोग और मतदान की प्रक्रिया से जुड़े हर व्यक्ति को इसके लिए बधाई देता हूं।
Mr. Modi spoke about the special campaign launched on World Environment Day this year, Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam. He appealed to people to plant a tree along with their mothers or in their mother's name.
इस वर्ष विश्व पर्यावरण दिवस पर एक विशेष अभियान शुरू किया गया है। इस अभियान का नाम है एक पेड़ माँ के नाम। मैंने भी एक पेड़ अपनी माँ के नाम लगाया है। मैंने सभी देशवासियों से, दुनिया के सभी देशों के लोगों से ये अपील की है कि अपनी माँ के साथ मिलकर या उनके नाम पर एक पेड़ जरूर लगाएं।
Speaking about the monsoon season, Mr. Modi mentioned a special umbrella made in Kerala, Karthumbi umbrella. He praised the tribal women of Kerala for making these colourful umbrellas and expressed happiness that the demand for these umbrellas is rising across the country. These umbrellas are also being sold online and are made under the supervision of Vatareki Cooperative Farming Society. Mr. Modi said that under the leadership of women, the tribal community of Attappadi has displayed a wonderful example of entrepreneurship.
Kerala ki sanskruti mein chhaton ka vishesh mahatv hai. Chhate wahan kai paramparaon aur vidhi vidhan ka aham hissa hote hain. Lekin main jis chhate ki baat kar raha hoon, wo hai Karthumbi chhate aur inhe taiyar kiya jata hai Kerala ke Attappadi mein. ये रंग बिरंगे छाते बहुत शानदार होते हैं और खासियत ये इन छातों को केरला की हमारी आदिवासी बहनें तैयार करती हैं। आज देश भर में इन छातों की मांग बढ़ रही है।
The Prime Minister also spoke about the Araku coffee produced in large quantities in Aluri Sitaram Raju district of Andhra Pradesh. It is known for its rich flavor and aroma. Around 1.5 lakh tribal families are associated with the cultivation of Araku coffee. Mr. Modi lauded Girijan Cooperative for playing an important role in taking Araku coffee to new heights. Giving another example of snow peas of Jammu and Kashmir, Mr. Modi said the first consignment of snow peas was sent to London from Pulwama recently. He credited Abdul Rashid Mir of Chakura village for taking the initiative of growing snow peas by integrating the land of other farmers of the village. He also urged listeners to share stories about such products with hashtag MyProductsMyPride. Touching upon the subject of yoga, the Prime Minister said that the whole world celebrated the 10th International Day of Yoga with enthusiasm. He stated that new records are being made every year as the observance of Yoga Day is progressing. Mr. Modi expressed his gratitude to all those who participated on Yoga Day. He urged people to practice yoga regularly for positive changes in their lives. The Prime Minister stated that the Paris Olympics will begin by this time next month. He said that certain things will be witnessed in Paris Olympics for the first time. He said that the entire nation is rooting for the players to bring home medals. Mr. Modi informed that Kuwait government has started a special program on its national radio in Hindi. It is broadcast every Sunday for half an hour on Kuwait Radio. He said Indian families, Indian films and discussions related to the art world are popular among the Indian community there. The Prime Minister also congratulated the Akashvani family as the Sanskrit Bulletin of Akashvani is completing 50 years of its broadcast today. He highlighted that this bulletin has kept many people connected to Sanskrit.
आज 30 जून को आकाशवाणी का संस्कृत बुलेटिन अपने प्रसारण के 50 साल पूरे कर रहा है। 50 वर्षों से लगातार इस बुलेटिन ने कितने ही लोगों को संस्कृत से जोड़े रखा है। मैं ऑल इंडिया रेडियो परिवार को बधाई देता हूँ। संस्कृत की प्राचीन भारतीय ज्ञान और विज्ञान की प्रगति में बड़ी भूमिका रही है।
Mr. Modi said Sanskrit has played a big role in the progress of ancient Indian knowledge and science. He stressed that Sanskrit should be respected and connected with people's daily life. He cited an example of such an effort in Bengaluru's Cabin Park. Every Sunday, children, youth and elders talk to each other in Sanskrit in this park. Mr. Modi said that the Rath Yatra in Puri is going to start after a week from now. He hoped that the blessings of Lord Jagannath always remain on the countrymen. He also mentioned Amarnath Yatra and Pandharpur Wari and extended his best wishes for all the devotees participating in these yatras. He also extended his greetings ahead of the Kachi New Year Ashadi Beej. The Prime Minister noted that the 30th of June is an important day as Hul Diwas is celebrated today. He said this day is associated with the courage of Veer Sidhu and Kanhu of Jharkhand, who opposed the atrocities of the British rulers. The Prime Minister expressed delight over being able to connect with people once again through Mann Ki Baat. He said Mann Ki Baat will continue to discuss India's rich culture, history and efforts towards making a developed India. President Draupadi Murmu paid her tributes to all the immortal fighters of the Santhal rebellion on Hul Diwas. In a social media post, the president said that the immortal stories of sacrifices of heroes like Sidhu Kanhu, Chand Bhairav and Phulo Jhano who fought a historic war against injustice are written in golden letters. She said that the ideals of those revolutionaries will always remain a source of inspiration for all the countrymen. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, you can download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store. This app serves as a comprehensive guide, providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place.
Welcome back, you're listening to Midday News. General Upendra Dwivedi took charge as the new Chief of Army Staff in New Delhi today. Born on 1st July 1964, he was commissioned into the Infantry German Kashmir Rifles of the Indian Army on the 15th of December 1984. During his long and distinguished service, spanning nearly 40 years, General Dwivedi has served in different capacities. An alumnus of the Sainik School, Rewa, the National Defence College and US Army War College, General Upendra Dwivedi has an MPhil in Defence and Management Studies and 2 Master's degree in Strategic Studies and Military Science. He has been decorated with the Param Vishisht Seva Medal, Ati Vishisht Seva Medal and 3 GOC in C commendation cards. The 3 new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force tomorrow. We have a report.
These bills were passed by the Parliament during the winter session last year. The new criminal laws mark a significant step towards empowering Indian citizens. These laws aim to create a more accessible, supportive and efficient justice system for everyone. The key provisions of the new criminal laws include reporting incidents online, filing the first information report at any police station, as well as the victims getting free copy of the FIR. Apart from this, in the event of an arrest, the individual has the right to inform a person of his choice about their situation. The new laws have also prioritized the investigations for offenses against women and children, ensuring timely completion within 2 months of recording information. In the new criminal laws, it has become mandatory for forensic experts to visit crime scenes for serious offenses and collect evidence. Summons can now be served electronically, expediting legal processes, reducing paperwork and ensuring efficient communication between all parties involved. With Durgesh and Anand, Tarpita Chaudhary, Akashwani News, Delhi.
To implement the new criminal laws, training of the police and investigating authorities have been done for a smooth transition into the system. Discussions and in-depth analysis have been covered through news bulletins, programs and discussions and social media platforms of Doordarshan and Akashvani. A conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System on the three new criminal laws began in Mumbai today. Speaking at the inaugural session, Union Minister of State Independent Charge for Law and Justice, Arjun Ram Meghwal, said that the emphasis of new criminal laws coming into effect tomorrow lays stress on providing justice in contrast to colonial legislations where focus was on punishment. The World Bank has approved a second round of $1.5 billion in financial help to India to accelerate the development of low-carbon energy. The financing is extended to promote a market for green hydrogen, electrolyzers and increased renewable energy penetration. On to sports now. India won the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defeating South Africa by 7 runs in a classic final at Kensington yesterday. Virat Kohli was declared the player of the match for his fabulous innings. Pacer Jasprit Bumrah was awarded the player of the tournament for picking up 15 wickets in 8 games with a bowling economy rate of below 6. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have congratulated the Indian team on winning the T20 World Cup 2024. In women's cricket, Indian spinner Sneha Rana created history as she scalped 8 wickets against South Africa on the third day of the one-off test match at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai today. Rana's exceptional spell along with Deepthi Sharma's 2-wicket haul made the Proteas bowled out for 266 in 84.3 overs in their first innings. Sneha Rana also became the third woman with an 8-for in test cricket. Following their deficit, South Africa was asked to follow on after failing to match India's formidable first innings, total of 603 for 6. South Africa women were 124 for 1 a short while ago. They trailed by 213 runs. Earlier, India amassed a total of 603 for 6 in 115.1 overs in the first innings. Openers Shefali Verma and Smriti Mandhana displayed masterful batting, putting on the highest ever opening partnership of 292 runs in women's test cricket. Shefali also scripted history by scoring the fastest double ton in test cricket with 205 runs, while Mandhana made 149 runs. Conditions are favourable for further advance of southwest monsoon into some more parts of West Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab and remaining parts of western Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and Jammu during the next 2 to 3 days. India Meteorological Department or IMD has said that very heavy rainfall will also prevail over Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh for the next 3 to 4 days. Extremely heavy rainfall will be observed in northeast India for the next 5 days. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi thanks people for reiterating faith in the constitution and democratic system in his first Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani after general elections. Mr. Modi appeals to people to plant a tree along with their mothers under the special campaign Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam, Lord's efforts of tribal cooperatives in making and promoting local products. Prime Minister congratulates Akashvani on completing 50 years of broadcasting Sanskrit Bulletin. General Upendra Dwivedi takes charge as the new Chief of Army Staff. And in women's cricket, India forced South Africa to follow on in the one-off test match in Chennai with 8 wickets hauled by spinner Snehi Rana. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.